Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Let's go down on the bayou down there to New Orleans. Mike Dettillier joins us now, at Mike Dettillier on Twitter. Mike, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Hey, I read a stat that said 37% of people believe in ghosts. Now, there's some weird things that happen down there in Louisiana. Have you ever seen a ghost?
I haven't, but I'd be in that 37%. Listen, they got some strange stuff. Man, listen, I've been to a lot of these plantation homes that we have in almost surrounding me. And I've heard people that have worked there have told me some really strange stuff that has happened in that home just out of the blue. So, yeah, man, I'd be in that 37%.
Well, I think we just need to bring the show down there and just all of us just stay one night in one of those homes. And
man, you come down here, I'll bring you to Rienza Plantation out in Thibodaux, and I'll guarantee you we have a good old time. I know some cats that would cook good for us, and we spend the night, and there'd be a lot of talking about it all week long, put it to you that way.
I'm in. All right, awesome. Hey, Mike, LSU hosting Alabama this weekend, number one against number four. Number four is a 2-touchdown underdog. I mean, that is unbelievable, right?
No, not you know what? I sort of expected that. You know, you look at what Alabama has done, you know, and they're rolling 50 points a game. And, you know, Tua hasn't played in the fourth quarter. And I think he's the best quarterback I've seen in the Southeast Conference since Peyton Manning. He tilts the field as a player. And the one area LSU has struggled this year has been their ability to get a pass rush. Man, it went down when Kalavon Chaisson went down in game one. It's not been the same. Listen, he was a special tiger in the woods. There ain't a lot of guys that can rush the quarterback like Chaisson could, and it has not been the same. And even Coach O and I, we've talked about it. It's been the one area defensively he would like to have seen more production out of to get a better pass rush. But that secondary has been awesome. You know, before the season, we all knew about Greedy Williams, and we didn't even know if Christian Fulton was going to even play. The NCAA was going to give him a second year of suspension. He comes in here. He's done a great job. And O and I had a good laugh about this. We did one of these Tiger tours. Man, you know, we got to travel all over Louisiana. And one of them back, he tells me, he said, man, I'll tell you something. He said, Grant Delpit, I've given him more leeway as a player than any other guy I've ever coached on defense, with the exception of one. And he said, I had Troy Polamalu at USC. He said, Mike, I think he's that good. And I'm like, whoa, that's pretty strong. And you just see what Delpit has done this year. They've used him almost like the queen's piece in chess. They moved him all over the board as a pass rusher, a guy that's sit up in the front seven as an extra linebacker, also in the coverage part of the game. But you start comparing him and you giving him that type of leeway like Polamalu, that's some huge, huge words. But, and also to not having Devin White for a half. Man, if I'm Alabama, what I'm going to do? I'm running the football right at that, the next guy. You can say next man up. It depends on who the next man is. Come on. He's not in Devin White's area code as a player. And so I can understand the 2-touchdown. Favorite situation, even though it is in Baton Rouge, and Lord have mercy. I'd love to have a food store, liquor store, any store around there that serve beverages, because you won't have one left by kickoff. Not a one drop.
So they're not going to be very many sober people in that village, don't you say?
Well, no, exactly. I didn't want to quite say it, but that's basically it. I was trying to describe it to somebody. I did a show out in New York this morning, and I told them, you know what? When you walk that, you know, that little ground between where you park at and Baton Rouge in Tiger Stadium. It is the best smell moments you will have in a long time. Man, they got people out there that's out cooking and, you know, grilling and boiling seafood and everything else. And you could get drunk by parking your car a mile away and walking from there all the way to Tiger Stadium.
Mike Dettelier with us talking LSU Bama at Mike Dettelier on Twitter.
Mike, we talk about the two touchdown underdog. That's exactly where Edo wants to be, right? I mean,
believe it.
Yeah,
Dawn, you hit the nail on the head. This is what he has preached all season long. No one is giving you any respect. No one. Well, against Miami, I did 15 shows across the country from Friday all the way up until kickoff. I was the only one who picked LSU to win. Everybody else, man, you know, you're a homer. You picking LSU. No, I think LSU's the better team. No one gave them much of a shot against Auburn. And to be honest with you, I didn't think they'd win that game either. And they end up going down there and win. I was one of the few, I guess, that picked them against Georgia. No one gave them a shot there. Eddie O has beat the drum on this. This is right up his wheelhouse of, hey, no one's giving you any respect. No one. You go out and steal it. You go out and get it. And so, Dawn, I think that what you said is something he would never say. And if you put him on a lie detector machine, he'd blow them circuits clean out. He likes it that way. He loves it that way because that's part of his persona. And I think last year, I mean, that was a lot of things swirling in this program. Him and the offensive coordinator didn't get along.
Yeah.
Canada really wanted the freshman Miles Brennan to be the quarterback. Ed wanted Etling. You know, I don't want to kind of hit this too hard, but, you know, Ed's wife had some really serious health issues. And, you know, he just moved on from, and it wasn't the same guy. He'd been reading too many books on how to be, you know, a CEO. I told him, no, you got to be you. Not everybody's Watusi. You got to be who you are. That's what they respond to. And I think you've seen the Edo we've seen in the past this year. Now, you might not understand what he's telling you, but you know when he's mad at you. Man, Ed and I, we go back over 40 years. And, you know, and I understand most of what he tells me, but I do know when he's mad. And he gets his point across very, very well. But he's had a toughened football team. This ain't no microwave team. They oven-baked. You look at that schedule that they've been through. You know, this team's been put through the grill, and now you got the ultimate sizzler hitting town with the best football player in America in Tua Tagovailoa taking snaps. So, you know, we in the football mecca this weekend because Saturday night, you know, LSU, Alabama, and then Sunday afternoon, the Saints play the undefeated Rams. Man, this is football Woodstock here in Louisiana. And it's unbelievable, the atmosphere here, to see it. And some everybody's calling, man, can you get me tickets? Can you get, man, listen, if I was a broker, man, I'd be a multi-zillionaire sometime this week.
Mike, you got to open a ticket brokerage in a liquor store by this weekend.
Man, listen, that liquor would have got me a lot of money. Beer and alcoholic beverages. Man, if you got one close to Tiger Stadium, even en route from New Orleans to Tiger Stadium, all I'm telling you is, I bet Thursday and Friday you see that big truck pull it up.
All right,
with the doors open, unloading.
LSU, Alabama, who wins, Mike?
I think Alabama wins by 10. I just think that Alabama doesn't have the depth that they've had in years past. I think, you know, when you lose that many people early to the NFL draft and there's some injuries, that always sort of takes a toll. I don't know that LSU can get enough pressure on Tua in that situation to win this game, but I think LSU keeps it close. And not having Devin for a half, you know, listen, if I'm Alabama, that game plan's pretty easy for me. I'm running the football straight at if it's Patrick Queen or the young freshman, Micah Baskerville. So I think like 30-20 Alabama, and you know, it'll be another, you know, everybody's going to be upset, but you know, once you sober up, everything will be fine Sunday morning.
If Tua was coming out this year, let's say he had,
he'd be the first pick in the draft. It would not even be a question mark. Okay. And I'll say this. If I had to grade him today, the two highest graded quarterbacks I've ever done was Troy Aikman and Peyton Manning. He would be right there.
Wow.
He would be right there with those two guys when it's all said and done. So, man, listen, he's a tilt-the-field player. Anybody who's played against him, you know what it's like. And, you know, and defensively, they potentially have three first-round pick defensive linemen. With Quinnen Williams, with Raekwon, and a young man from Louisiana, Isaiah Bugs, who went to Alabama. So LSU's offensive line got their hands full with this. But I'm interested to see how Alabama takes a punch, because they have not been in that spot this year to take that hard punch from somebody, and in an atmosphere where, man, it is going to be loud. And if things don't go great early, how this team responds. There's a lot of questions, I think, that will get answered Saturday about just how good this Alabama team is. I think they're really good. I don't think anybody's going to beat them all season long. But if anybody would have a shot, it certainly would be LSU and Baton Rouge.
That's what we think, too. Yep. Carrie on Twitter, Mike, she said, I could listen to Mike read the phone book. Love it. Jay on Twitter, I would pay any amount of money to sit and listen to Mike and Coach O have a 30-minute conversation.
Listen, you'd be sitting there longer than 30 minutes. Because, we laugh about it. You know, this is, I live a crazy life, because Bobby Hebert and Coach O, they went to South Lafourche. I went to Central. We only about 15 minutes apart. But, you know, we all around the same age. Coach O is actually a year younger than us. And my neighbor growing up, and we live in the smallest of small towns here on the Bayou. My neighbor growing up was Shane Sellers. He ended up being a horse jockey, ended up winning over 600 races in his life and $110 million. So, man, you know, you talk about a lightning strike. All of us within a year of one another growing up here on the Bayou, and when that conversation goes on, and we've only had it once in the last 40 so years, you talk about some lying going on. Man, everything's exaggerated.
Hey, real quick, the Titans still in desperate need of a wide receiver, Mike. Who's coming out? Who can they get?
I don't know about a guy that can change everything for him. You know, A.J. Brown from Ole Miss would certainly be a player of a lot of interest to me, a big, thickly built guy who I really think excels in that short, medium-range area of the field, very similar to Jarvis Landry. And I think that's what the Titans need. They need a dependable guy that can get open and be a basketball player on grass, because that's what football is today. It's basketball on grass. You got to make the catches, and you got to get open. And he has seen some tight coverage spot. Man, I think he'd be a really good fit for the Titans because of his style of play and his ability to get open in that short, medium range. Man, everybody want to talk about the long pass. Man, you're not hitting a lot of that. But if you can hit on that short stuff and break a tackle, A.J. Brown's a man out there on that football field. He's not a small guy. Really? I know Greedy Williams told me, man, I looked at him and DK Metcalf and say, oh, are they playing defensive end? I told him, I said, well, you know what? Deuce McAllister told me the exact same thing. If they would be any bigger, they'd be playing defensive end for Ole Miss.
Oh, man. Mike's been doing this a long time. I'm going to tell a little story, Mike. When I got into the business in 1997, I went to work booking a sports talk show at 1510 a.m. here in Nashville for Bob Bell and Bill King. And the first guy they told me to get on the show was Mike Dettillier. You were the first guy I called. You came on that show that day. And here we are 21 years later.
Yeah, it don't seem like 21 years. But God bless, man. Listen, it's been a wild ride for both of us then, you know.
Yep.
So we enjoying it, brother. It's we in the toy store department. You know, you look at it, you know, everybody's, I get people that I work with, they complain, oh, I had to travel, I had to go here, and I had to go there. Man, my life is so difficult. No, you pick this life. You know, you in the toy store department. I mean, enjoy it, breathe it in. Because you know what? When you go hit a certain age, they going to tell you, get to stepping. You know, so they go, I don't care how good you are. You got to get to stepping. So enjoy it. Hey, listen, it's been a great ride. And listen, I think all of us here talking, we all appreciate it. We all appreciate what we do and get to talk sports. And you educate and inform and you know, you have a good time on the air. There's nothing better than that. And we get paid for it.
That's right. Well, hey, we're going to bring this traveling road show down there to Thibodaux,
and
Louisiana.
You bring it down there and we're going to have a good time.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it, brother.
God bless. Thank you.
All right. Mike Dettelier, at Mike Dettelier on Twitter. I mean, seriously.
Amazing.
That guy. He's not just the best voice in media. He's like the funniest dude. He says words like we look at each other like, why is Watusi?
I'm from the country and I don't know what a lot of that stuff means. He said someone was Watusi.
They not microwaved, they oven baked. That's the line of the day, right?
I mean,
there.
That sounds like something you'd say about fish sticks. You know, I mean, it was just amazing.
You don't need to be a CEO. You need to be you. Not Watusi.
He is.
Oh, man.
He wants to own a liquor store by the stadium, he said.
Just en route.
And he wants to own.
He's right, though. Can you imagine it's going to be like on Saturday night in Baton Rouge?
I just hope it's a game, because it could be like the atmosphere of the year if it's a game into the fourth quarter.
No doubt. Man. Are you? Oh, man.
Weird stuff will happen.
I've worked a couple of night games at LSU, but they're like homecoming. Or, you know, start of the season, but against a team that they're big-time favorites. And it's still crazy. An amazing atmosphere.
Yeah, I went to an LSU
said
Alabama
about
game.
Troy Aikman.
Peyton Manning.
Tua.
Number one.
Whew.